information. There's so much more. KAZ Internet Radio.
KAZRadio.org. KAZ Radio. Cleveland's online inspiration station.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus. It's around that time right here on KAZ Radio, where I have one of my most favorite shows, The Remnant Podcast, with Minister Ashley Wynn. Take it away, Ashley.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Remnant, and Happy New Year. This is a new year. I haven't seen you guys since last year. I know that might be a little corny because everybody used it at the beginning of the year, but... how y'all doing? Good morning to everyone. I pray that your year is off to a wonderful and great start. And I pray that there's many blessings coming your way. You have tuned into the Remnant Podcast with your host, Minister Ashley Wynn. And this is a segment we like to call Tools for Your Tool Belt Bible Study, where we come in and we just get into the Word. You know, we remind ourselves, we encourage ourselves just to be equipped with what we are facing in this world and how we can be examples to others that don't know Christ the way that we do. So we're just equipped in ourselves, sharpening up our tools to do the will of God. So I'm excited that you guys have tuned in. I'm excited that you guys are here. If you know anybody that might benefit from this Bible study, definitely tag them, share, so we can get more of God's good word out there on these airwaves, radio waves, internet waves. You know, let's just get it out there and share the gospel. So I haven't seen you guys since last year. Of course, things come up, life happens, so, you know, that takes its own toll, but I'm still here, we're still here, and, you know, and God is still getting all the glory and praise, amen. So I wanted to start off by talking about how this is the new year, and we are looking at, what, the last couple days left in the month of January, and so... if some, maybe not all, have already experienced some of these highs and lows, whenever we're getting ready to get into a new year, you hear a lot of times people will say, new year, new me, or I'm not bringing this into my new year, or I'm leaving that in the last year. But I don't think we really take into account at how important it is to transform our minds. And also say, I'm not taking that thinking into my new year. You know, I'm not taking these activities or what the words that I would say. We have to be mindful that what we think a lot of times is what comes out of our mouth. Because whatever we're thinking is also in our heart. You know, and the scripture says that so a man thinketh, so is he. You know, if you're thinking these things and somewhere you are saying these things either to yourselves or to people, you're writing it down, you know, you are working against whatever it is that you're putting out in the atmosphere because you're not thinking those things. And that's where I believe God wanted us to go today, just to be reminded that we can say all day long about how we want this year to go. But if we are not speaking intentionally, if we are not speaking with the authority that God has given us, then it's just kind of like, you know, empty words. And then we find ourselves looking at our situations like, dang, this is the same thing I went through last year. Well, you tried to change everything, but the main thing that you needed to change was your mindset, was the way you thought about things. And so today I wanted to call it a mind flop. You know, if we can swap our thinking for God's way of thinking, and get back in right standing with Him in that way, and make sure that we are also living by example that way, okay, with the way that we think about our life, because we shape our world by the words that we speak, and a lot of the words that we speak come from the things that we think. Amen. Okay, so you guys know I like to start with our foundational scripture. It is in Ephesians chapter 6. I like to start at the 10th verse. So I will give you guys a couple seconds to get there. It's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. We're going to read all the way down. I missed you guys. Everybody doing okay? I know you guys are. I know everybody's doing good. Okay, here we go. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, I want to pray with you guys. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we thank you for giving us a second chance to get right what we got wrong yesterday, God. God, we ask right now that you step in right now, God, and begin to show us how to renew our minds, God. Begin to show us and teach us, God, how to keep our minds stayed on you, God, because in your word, you said that you'll keep us in perfect peace, God. God, we pray right now for our loved ones, God. We pray for those people that don't know how to pray for themselves, God. God, we touch and agree and re-intercede on their behalf. God, you know exactly where they hurt. You know exactly all of their needs, God. And God, we ask right now that you just send your comforting spirit, God, to them. Meet them where they are, God, and remind them that you are there. You have never left them. God, just meet them in that place, God. God, we ask right now that you meet us down in our needs, where we are hurting, God, where we are unsure and we are confused, God. God, direct our paths, God. Lead us, God, into where you want us to go, God. If you have cause for us to speak a word to someone that is in need of it, God, if you have led us to call someone just to give them a word of encouragement, God, put it on our hearts, God, that we don't be able to do anything else until we do that thing that you see need for us to do, God. God, we thank you for allowing us to be in this place one more time, God. God, we thank you for doing it. God, we thank you for meeting us, God. God, if we have said or done anything that has not been pleasing in your sight, God, God, we repent before you right now. God, put us back in right standing in you, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this reminder, for this word that you have directed me to share with your people, God. God, I ask that as I begin to speak, God, you stand up in me and I sit down, God, and you have your way in the name of Jesus. We thank you for such a time as this, God. We thank you for this this platform of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Okay, so I wanted to just share a few scriptures with us, talking about the mind, sharing how important it is to have our words line up with the word of God. In the Bible, it talks about how we will have to give an account for the words that we spoke. So that just goes to drive home even more how important words are, how important we take the authority that God has given us to speak life. So if we can go to, I want to go to Mark 11 and 23. That's Mark 11, 23. I'm trying something new this time. I'm trying to use my gadgets to help me bring up my scriptures so I'll be able to move swiftly. Okay, so we had, I do apologize. Give me one second. I didn't pull up so many scriptures. Because, you know, once I got to thinking about it, it really is a mind thing. You think about when we talk about the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he's really, his goal is to get your mind, you know, and if he can get your mind and make you feel that whatever it is that you're praying for, whatever it is that you're seeking God for, is too big, you'll stop thinking it, you'll stop believing it. And like Paul said, if you believe it, there's power in belief. There's power in that. And belief happens in your mind. It happens in your thinking. If somebody can take the foundation of your thinking, of your mind, of your belief away, then you're literally walking around aimlessly with no direction, with no hope. And so therefore, if you do that, now you're speaking out of confusion. You're speaking with no foundation. You know, you're speaking with no direction. And that is where the death comes in. It's not when the Bible says you the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's not you literally can speak literal death over someone, which you can, but you can also speak, you know, in a metaphoric sense, speaking death, you know, deadly situations. You can say, I'm gonna have a horrible week. That's speaking death right there. It's in the words that you speak, the words that you choose. So it says, in Mark 11:23, truly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. So right here it says, and does not doubt in his heart. Again, that's again speaking with intention, speaking knowing that what you're saying is real, is gonna happen. You have to believe it. You can't sit there and say, well, I'm gonna have a good week, but you really sitting there while you're saying, I'm gonna have a good week, you're thinking of all the other bad things that can happen. You're working against yourself. So this year, 2023, we spoke a lot of positivity into this year. We spoke that it was gonna be our year. You know, a lot of people was attaching themselves that it's you know, 2023, my year, my year, my year. And then when maybe the second day of 2023 rolled around, and we saw that some of the same things was in 2022 is stepping into our 2023, we have to be mindful and take an account for us, because we should have what we speak. Okay? That's what it says. We should have what we speak. So if we are speaking positivity, that's what we will have. That's what we will begin to see work in our lives. And it doesn't just mean, well, okay, if today something went wrong, we still got to speak it. We got to command our day. Okay, so so the reminder is to make sure that we are speaking what we want to see in our world. Amen. Okay, if we can go down, I want to go to let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, and we're going to read verse 16. I want to go to 26. Let's go there. Okay, everybody's there. All right. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other. So anything right there, that just lets you know right there. If you're speaking, if you're trying to, you know, God wants us to bring heaven on earth, right? So automatically, our thinking is of the flesh, automatically. So we have to change our way of thinking. How do we change our way of thinking? By thinking of those things that are lovely, that are just. We have to automatically, we can't wake up and say, oh, I'm going to think positive. No, we have to command our mind to think positive. That's how the devil trips us up, is he gets us off when we're not, we're automatically, when we wake up, we wake up in flesh. So we have to wake up, like in Ephesians. We have to wake up by putting on the whole armor of God. That putting on the whole armor of God puts us in a mind frame of God, puts us in a mind frame of Christ, puts us in the mind frame to think the way that the Lord would think, to love the way that the Lord would love. When we wake up with problems on our mind. We wake up with that last conversation, that last disagreement. We wake up with that fight that we went to sleep with last night. We wake up with the bills that's piling up. We wake up with all of these worldly, fleshly things. So we can't sit there and say that we wake up in the right mindset. We don't. We wake up with the things of this world on our shoulders. So the moment we open up our eyes, we should be waking up thanking God, making sure that we're putting on that whole armor of God so that way we can command our day. We need to wake up with at least give God, even if you don't have a whole hour, give God your first. So that way, that's the changing. That's the mind swap that we're talking about. Words have real power. They have so much power. We have to give an account for the words we spoke. We have to give an account for the words we spoke in this lifetime. That's how much power our words have. And so we have to be conscious of what we allow to come from our heart, what we think. So a man thinketh, so is he. So a man thinketh, so is he. Do you think that nothing but bad can come to you? Because that's what you're going to start speaking out of your mouth. How can I make 2023 different from 2020? Start speaking positive. Start thinking positive. Let's go down to Philippians 4:8. We talk about this scripture all the time, and it's such a powerful scripture when we're talking about the mind, when we're talking about renewing our mind, when we're talking about not allowing our minds to go to a negative place so that way we don't speak negative over our lives. The way that we shape this 2023, it will come from us. It will come from the words that we speak and the things that we allow to give, we allow ourselves to give power to, okay? Philippians 4, verse 9. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is any worthy of praise, think about these things. That's in Philippians 4:8. So right here, the scripture is reminding us and it's teaching us and it's telling us to think on those things that are lovely. Think on those things that are just. Let's not think about the argument we just had. Let's not think about that. That's not just that it happened. We give it to God. Those are not battles for us. We give those things to God. We take an account for what we have said or we have done. We ask for forgiveness and we give the rest to God. My father used to say, do the best you can and everything else, give it to God. Let it go. Let it go. Why waste time thinking about, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I shouldn't have did that. Oh, I shouldn't have went there. Oh, I'm so sad that they're upset with me. Oh, this didn't work out. What are you wasting your time for? That's just going to plague your mind and cause you to take your mind off of those things that are just, that are pure, that are lovely. That's the assignment from the devil. The Bible says that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. So any way he can figure out how to make you feel bad, how to make you feel worse, how to plague you down, how to weigh you down, he's going to do those things. And where is he doing that? He's attacking your mind. If he can attack our mind, we can't speak life. We can only speak death because we're only thinking about the negative things that are happening in our world. A couple things were happening to me, were happening in my life last week. And it was just weighing me down, weighing me down, weighing me down. And, you know, I shared this with my mom. I said, sometimes when you are so weighed down and you and things seem so heavy, the last thing, although it's the easiest thing to do in moments of just hardship, in moments of just trying and stretching and uncomfortableness, the last thing you want to do is pray. Why is that? We know that it will work. We know that it will change. We know that God meets us there. But when you are boggled down, the last thing we want to do is say, God, I need you. And a lot of times it's because we don't even know what single thing to pray for. The issue could be so vast and it can seem so big and so large that he will make us feel that praying is insignificant. But that's not true. In that moment, the devil wants us to believe that he is all powerful. But in order, just like Job, before the devil could even touch Job, he had to go to the Father and he had to be given permission. So before the devil can do anything in our lives, God allows it. We have to be reminded, why does he allow it? Because it's stretching us, it's growing us, it's positioning us. When we speak a thing and we ask God for a thing, he has to meet us there. He has to answer it. So he goes right there. So when we say a thing, it's already done. So when things happen in our lives and there's a shift and there's some growing spurts, we shouldn't get discouraged. We should be encouraged. And I know it's easier said than done, because when that uncomfortable moment happens, it gets uncomfortable. It gets to the point where you be like, God, if you don't step in this day right now, you contemplate a couple things that could go on, because it's like, this is too heavy. But it's not too heavy for God. And God allows these things to show us what's in us, what still needs to be purged out of us. Okay, God, all right. I need to think differently. Okay, God, my year is going to be the year because I'm going to speak these things into existence, because my mind is going to change. I'm throwing out that old way of thinking and I'm bringing on a new way of thinking. We can have what we speak. It's in the word. I didn't make it up. I didn't find it off of Twitter. That's what's in the word. We will have what we speak. So we have to transform our mind. We have to renew our minds. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey. I want to read that in the Amplified Version. I mean, I want to read that in the King James Version. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. I like that. If we can go on over, I want us to read Romans 12. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I'm going to read that again. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It starts in our mind, guys. Remnant, we want to see what God has promised us. We have to begin to speak those things. We have to... we manifest those things by what we speak, what's in our hearts, We have to ask God to change our hearts. We have to ask God to clean our hearts out. Whatever, you know, let's call it laundry day. We need to be clean from the top to the bottom. Okay? Because although we are saying, okay, this is the year, what in us are we taking from last year? What in us are we taking from the year before? Because we can't sit there and say, God, you said this year was going to be my year, and they already then took my car. Or God, you know, I already fell out with my friend. Or God, my mom, or this is happening, and this person passed away. Come on. We got to get back in there. We can't fall off. We got too much word in us. We know God brought us through last year. Can we take a look? Can we rewind the tape and say, last year, how did I make it out of that? God has already proven himself. So now we need to do our job and be renewed in our mind. We don't need God to keep performing miracles. He's been doing it. But are we pleasing God with our mind? Are we pleasing God with our words? Remember, we are going to have to give an account for the words that we speak, for our actions. When we are presented with a trying situation, when we are presented with something that is uncomfortable, are we keeping our mind stayed on God, or are we giving all praise and honor to the devil? Because if you're not keeping your mind stayed on God, if you're not speaking positive in your life, yes, something may be trying. But like my apostle told me, when situations, when things are kicking up, when the devil is trying to take you off your game, I'm closer than I've ever been. The devil's not going to attack anyone if you ain't closer than you ever been, if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. So let's be reminded, remnant, that we want to speak life. We want to transform our mind. We want to keep our mind stayed on God. I want to leave you guys. Definitely check out Isaiah 26:3. And even Proverbs 23:7 says, so a man thinketh. So a man thinketh. So a seed. Do you think that you don't deserve all God's blessings? Well, then stop thinking that. Stop speaking that. Because we now know our words have power. And just like God did, he created, he spoke a word and created a world. He spoke words, created man. He spoke words and created the heavens and the earth. And in the Garden of Eden, he gave us that same authority. He gave us that same authority to speak life. And so we have to take our authority back. This is the beginning of 2023, and we are right here to where we can shape our world by the words that we speak. And we can change the world that's around us by the words that we speak. We can change people's lives by the words that we speak. We want somebody to be delivered. We want somebody to be healed and set free. Let's start speaking positive over their life. Let's stop calling them by their situation and start speaking life. Amen. Okay, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this reminder, God. God, we thank you for this word that you have sent forth, God. God, we ask, God, right now that we hide this word in our hearts, God, that we might not sin against you, God, that we will be able to speak life into our world, into other people's worlds, God. God, let us be living and breathing examples of how wonderful you are, God. God, remind us of all the things that you have brought us through, God. Even in this situation right now that we are facing, even in this situation that's uncomfortable, that's stretching us, God, remind us how you brought us out before, God, so that way we may be able to stand firm in this situation and go forth, God, knowing that you will do it again. God, we thank you for meeting us, God. God, we thank you for doing it, God. God, we thank you, God, for being a provider, God. God, we thank you for being a healer, God. God, we thank you for every situation that we are facing right now. We thank you for that is for your glory. God, we thank you that it is to prepare us for where you are taking us, God. God, we thank you for answering all prayers, God. God, we thank you that the thing that we thought we deserved, God, we didn't get it. God, we thank you that the thing that we thought was for us, God, we didn't get it. God, we thank you that you had something better. We thank you, Father, that you have something better. God, we thank you right now for helping us see the bigger picture. God, thank you for teaching us how to think bigger than our small minds. God, we thank you for allowing us to step into that whole armor, God, when we wake up in the morning. God, remind us to give you our first. Remind us to give you our first, God. God, show us why it's important, God, to pray and keep our minds stayed on you so that we don't get wrapped up in the things of this world. God, if we have done or said anything that have not been pleasing in your sight, God, again, we ask for you you to forgive us, God. We repent before you right now, God. Strengthen us up on all lean and sides, God, and put us back in right standing in you, God. We command our day in Jesus' name that everything that you have caused and you will allow for this day, that it happens in Jesus' name. Amen. I will see you next week, guys, every Monday morning, 9:30 to 10. Be blessed.